Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? Fresh is our turn, baby. Gate up, bitch. Gate up, boots with that pink out Gucci suit. Them Gucci suits. Ain't got no job. Ain't but I stay shy. I stay shy. Can't pay my rent.
I can't pay my money. Can I share who called you during the break?
Yes.
Ronnie Brown. Ronnie Brown called Crowder to say,
"Bro, why the hell you trying to jump over that lake? I got some buddies texting and tweeting me concerned."
So, you know, if you weren't listening at the beginning of the show, Crowder shared with us, because we were off for 4 days. Crowder went to South Carolina with family, and his sister lives up there, and they were staying at his sister's house, and there's this pier that juts out into the lake, and then there's a little landmass to the right. And if you want to go fishing off the landmass, then you take a little path.
It's like 5 minute walk, though. You got to walk like 200
to
yards
to get back out where you could see it from off the pier.
And my nephew says he wants to go over there because the fish are around the corner. I said, "Well, just jump over the little creek." He says, "That's too far to jump, Uncle Channing."
And it looked to you like what? Because I'm trying to think of movies. I saw a coming attraction, The Rock, I think. What's the Skyscraper? Have you seen that?
He's jumping from the crane
right
to the building.
Yeah. It looked like that to you?
Yeah, it just looked a little like I was thinking, because, you know, I was an athlete, and am an athlete. Well, I kind of want to say was now.
It was what? It was 16 feet?
We end up in there measuring it.
Because I'm trying to figure out how 16
feet is across this room, pretty much.
So from there?
To you.
To that wall?
Yeah, about 16.
Nah, bro, that's like 10 feet.
No, it's not 10 feet to a basketball goal.
I know.
Lero, you're just not an athlete. You play frisbee and
Did
kickball.
Did you see yourself?
You play frisbee and kickball.
Did you see yourself?
Yeah, your argument in that arena is neutered for at least a week. So you just
it's probably about across this room.
Slow your roll, whatever.
It's just I'm and then I had
slow your roll guy I was talking about in that sponsorship of the commercial I couldn't get through on a sports update. You know, I had lunch. I told you at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park yesterday.
Yeah.
And Casey, the owner, he said to me, "Man, I was listening to you guys last week, and I heard that replay of you trying to do that sports update." He goes, "That's the funniest thing I've ever heard on radio." I wish I would have known what you were going to show us today. I would have said, "Well, wait till you see the video of Crowder on Tuesday."
But you talk yourself into it. You talking, says just as a man, you talk, okay,
you looked at it.
I was higher. It wasn't flat. I had about a 2 foot elevation over the landing point, so that's going to add a couple feet.
I went to Topgolf on Sunday with my wife and kid, and so my kid's like, "Wow, look at how far I can drive," and because it tells you how many yards on him, and I was like, "Yeah, same thing too." I said, "But you know, we're shooting the ball off a second story, like that's not where you're hitting a ball on a golf course, like." Yes. So you were like, "Oh, I've got some height, so it makes it easier."
And then the run up, so I got the momentum, I got the height, and I have a past of long jump.
You did that in high school.
I did it in high school. I was pretty good. I did all the
that
events.
That was half your life ago.
That's
really
the funny
was.
Part. That's the, like, again, I'm 49. I realize it. Like, when you start to be 35, little things give you clues as to, yeah, man, I can't do what I used to be able to do. Get to 49, you don't even think in terms of accomplishing something like that anymore because you know that you can. You're at the infancy of realizing that you just don't have that anymore. In fact, when you were coaching high school football this season, remember? You came in one day limping as you thought you could keep up with the high school kids.
And they whooped me. I have to give up on physical accomplishments?
You have to stop thinking that you can do what others your age can't do because you were once an athlete.
It wasn't that bad, though.
Bro.
It couldn't have been. Like, people are calling me like I'm on drugs.
Bro, did you see the video?
I have not seen. Misjudged by a foot.
You looked like Forrest Gump, but when he had the knee braces.
But
you looked like Forrest Gump pre-braces getting taken off his legs.
Legs are strong. Just bent up like a question mark. The doctor said about Forrest.
This is a text.
But people, like, I thought it would all be ha ha ha, laugh out loud. There's texts I'm getting being like, hey man, is everything okay? Like I'm losing it or something.
This is one of the texts that we've gotten. I have copied and pasted a whole bunch of texts. This one happens to be on the text machine right now, and you could text in 56022 Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Hawk and Crowder, I was on hold a while, got cut off. Wanted to let the high flyer know. That one who can laugh that hard at himself in front of his kids must be a fantastic dad. I had three daughters and felt everything he did at that moment. Hats off to you, brother. Nothing but respect. P.S. I am 62 and could have jumped farther.
Appreciate it, baby. If you listen, you hear my son. He's the only encouraging voice on the whole video. My brother-in-law's laughing. Hey, bro, jump back across. Ha, ha, ha. My wife's laughing. My son, daddy, you almost made it.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Appreciate it, little
Jay. These are some of the texts that I have copied and pasted that I enjoyed the most since we stumbled upon this video about 2:15. Crowder's jump looked like somebody pressed the wrong button. Crowder jumping off that pier was like Neo jumping off the building his first time in the Matrix.
Y'all are all comedians, huh?
You were trying to get across?
Did you see my feet kick up?
It's like watching one of the airplane videos where the plane cannot get enough thrust to take off. ESPN needs to do a sports science video on Crowder's jump attempt. I love that. I would love to see that guy, Brinkus, John Brinkus, break that down in a scientific endeavor.
I posted a photo, a screenshot of Crowder, because he said he was off by like a foot. I just want you guys to be the judge on my Twitter, at Eric Folero.
No, I think he said he jumped a foot. You may have misunderstood him.
You might have gotten 6 feet.
Maybe. 6 feet?
Yeah. You didn't get very far.
Man,
somebody texted
I'm looking right now. Man, that's 14.
No.
What was your plan? Because you're going to land with 2 feet. Like, if you made it, you're going to fall back into the water.
I know, but if all I had to do was my
toes to touch land, then you could claim victory.
I accomplished it. Oh, it was muddy. Yeah. Honestly, to your point, my thought was, they said, did you plan on landing on your stomach? I was like, no, I was going to reach my feet out. My toes are going to hit the dirt.
That's all you needed to do.
Whatever happens after that, I could talk my way out of it.
You're ready to get wet, but the only way you could claim victory is if both toes touched.
It absolutely did not go that way. It went another way.
Somebody texts in, sniper got him. Somebody says, died in flight. And my favorite, Crowder looks like a misfired angry bird from the game. So the video
was a floating dock. It had a little give.
Okay. All right, man. There were things lining up against you.
That's what
it
happened.
It was stacked up against you. So again, if you want to see the video, it's on the 560 WQAM Instagram page. That's at 560 WQAM. It's on Crowder's Twitter page at Official Crowder. Video, I videotaped. You think I'm 49?
Yeah.
I'm making fun of him for being old. I videotaped with my camcorder. I videoed on Instagram me, Folero, Alex Solana, who produces Dono and Frito, Alana from the digital department, and Len Weiner, our program director, watching the video. They got to see it for the first time. I videoed them watching the video, which is fun. That's on my Instagram, which is Radio Mark Hockman. Radio Mark Hockman.
Which is fun, huh?
It was fun to watch their reaction, much like watching the reactions on Two Girls and One Cup. They don't know it's coming, and wow, when they see it.
This knee's sore.
It is there. Did you feel shame?
No, not
like
at
what
all.
did you feel at
like when
that
your head's
moment?
Underwater? Like what do you? Yeah.
Actually, the pain of my knee took over. And then I heard, like, I was trying to respond to my kids talking and my niece and nephews. Like, I tried to be the ha 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 ha. But I couldn't ha 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 ha.
No, we saw your hands on your knees. And I
was hurting.
He emerges from the water, much like Daryl Hannah in Splash, the mermaid, when she comes out of the water. No, but he emerges from the water, grabbing his knee. His shorts are down like halfway to his ass.
You know what, to be honest?
He doesn't turn around to the camera or the pier. He does not turn around.
That's why there's shame involved.
Right.
He just doesn't want to admit it.
It's like the Bigfoot that doesn't want to get photographed. He knows everyone's got their cameras out, but he won't give them the graciousness of a glance even.
Because I was grimacing. Because my knee, y'all see my knee's big as a balloon. And actually, to be honest, as I think back, I started thinking about insurance and how much this is going to cost me. Because my knee was on fire. I was
always
like, damn.
Goes to money, man.
I was like, damn, I'm on a tour or something. Now I got to go see a doctor. Oh, now I got to get an MRI. MRI costs money.
Look at my Valero. Just
look at that. Bro, if you see my back. See, my back is long. I'm built like a big midget. My back is longer than my lower body.
Dude.
My back is 4 feet.
You are already stretching your legs forward. Check out Falero's Twitter account. Eric Falero, E-R-I-C-K-F-A-L-E-R-O. Because you see, Crowder's already, you know, like shin deep in the water in this picture. But you can see he's stretching his legs to try to get any kind of distance. This is me. This would be me trying to dunk a basketball and saying, oh, I was like, oh, I was like a half a foot away.
I don't know, man. You know the pictures are misleading. The angles.
That is so great. Then there's some dude on the land. He looks almost kind of hunched over a little bit, like the guy in Get Out with the brimmed hat that used to be, you know, Cousin Earl, and it's not exactly Cousin Earl anymore.
That was my nephew who found it funny until he heard me moaning, and then he said, "Uncle Chan, are you okay?" I'm not okay.
And what'd your wife say? She go, Channing, what are you doing?
She actually, because when the kids are all around, she just laughs and takes the video and all. You know, playing with the kids. The whole family thought it was hilarious. And then actually it was to last night, because we flew back in yesterday. We get home at like 12. We had a flight gets delayed. They had to count the people on the plane, and some damn kid was in his mom's lap.
Why?
They were counting him as a lap kid. I don't know. We flew Allegiant.
Allegiant was good.
Did
you really?
GSP. It's Greenville. It's a real small airport, so they only have like three companies, and then we had
Allegiant,
to get a flight.
Though, I think, isn't that the airline that people are like, where there's all these questions as to whether the airplanes are skyworthy?
Oh, well, this one, I don't know if it's the people couldn't count.
Am I thinking of Frontier or Allegiant?
I've flown both. I think you're speaking of Allegiant.
Yeah.
Is it bad?
The seats don't recline.
Is that the one with like a half a tray table?
A tray table. The seats don't recline. They're like, they're molded plastic seats. They're like elementary school lunchroom seats on a plane. It's real weird. We flew that. We get back though last night. It's all kind of crap with Legion. We get back. It's like 12:30. We get the kids to bed. They're exhausted. Like 12:30. Land to bed. Okay, we're finally back in our bed. My wife says, Now, just for the future, and I knew something's coming serious because I know her serious voice. When I saw that coming, should I have discouraged you, or should I have encouraged you? Pull my phone out.
That is such a great question for a loving wife to ask. Now, just because we know you're dumb and you're going to do this again, we know that you think you're something you no longer are.
See, she didn't add all that in there.
This is what she's thinking, though. In fact, she thought this the entire flight, because there's no entertainment on Allegiant. You're not even allowed to bring your own. When you fly Allegiant, you are forced to be sad and pensive.
iPads in the basket. All iPads in the basket. What?
Yeah, you're just going to stare at the head in front of you. So
read that raggedy-ass magazine.
What would you want her to do? You don't want her to dissuade you, because...
No. Told her just let me be me. Let me fly. Just let me fly.
So great.
Yeah, but she did. She asked me. And then honestly, it started because last night getting to bed, and I had to pull my leg up. And she's like, your knee hurts that bad? I was like, yeah, my knee hurts. It's swollen. So for the future, how should I approach a situation
well,
like
from
this?
A 49-year-old never-been athlete like myself. I told you I went to Topgolf on Sunday. So we 2 hours we spent hitting balls, but I'm twisting in a way that I don't normally twist because I don't play golf. We get to the car in the parking lot, and my wife and kids sit down in the car, and then I get in the car. I'm not joking. So I get in, and I go, oh! And my kid's laughing, and he goes, was that involuntary? I go, 100%. I did not, like, I didn't go, oh! A sound came out of me sitting down. And, oh! He's like, he goes, honestly, like, we were, like, they're feeding us s'mores. Like, how much physical exertion could you have had? Yeah, things aren't looking good. Your mom's going to be taking care of somebody for a long time. I'm pretty close to being renting the Lark guy at the mall.
Wait, actually,
you guys at the food court.
We talked about it at the airport. I was like, should I get a wheelchair? And then we can skip security and all that. She was like, you too damn big to be wheeled around. Get your ass up. Yeah, you're right, baby.
We have to share with you the lucky effect the Hockman and Crowder show is having on South Florida sports. I will tell you next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
So many songs. About your,
I have them all.
About your,
to the end of the show, bro. I have them all.
So the lucky Hockman and Crowder, whatever, strikes again. Did you see Coach Katie Meyer and the Miami Hurricanes women's basketball team?
Well, they knocked off Louisville, didn't it?
Knocked off number two. Louisville
on the road,
number two in the nation. The story, NCAA.com. The Hurricanes did it again after taking down number four Notre Dame on February 7th. Miami inched away the lead from number two Louisville in the final minutes of Sunday's game, securing a 79-73 victory. That is an unbelievable victory for Coach Katie Meyer and the Miami Hurricanes women's basketball team. And we had her on before the Notre Dame game. We had her on after the Notre Dame game, which was leading up to the Louisville game. We should probably have her on this week, maybe tomorrow, and congratulate her on that victory. And we talked with her about coaching and taking the ladies to I suggested Dave and Buster's via Twitter. I said, no practice tomorrow. Take them to Dave and Buster's. She said pizza party. They're going to have a pizza party.
So. No. They're going to work and get right. If they were the Dave and Buster and pizza party Notre Dame, they would have never beat Louisville.
Yes, disagree.
Keep grinding.
You got a reward. You got a reward. So congratulations to the Hurricanes women's basketball team. That is, I mean, that's an unbelievable set of victories. Notre Dame then Louisville.
And the season's coming. It's about to be about time for
the
tournament.
They're
going to
be in the tournament. Yeah. Their biggest problem has been the tournament. Boy, she can coach during the season, and then the tournament comes around, and they are favored, and they've had, is it the last 2 years they've gotten knocked out? I think they hosted a game. I don't know if it was the last tournament. I think the season before. But we've obviously, we've got to work our Hockman and Crowder magic luck.
We'll get it right. And we've been talking about fishing. Maybe, you know what? She should inspire by seeing the video. That would inspire her. Get her going.
I wonder if she's seen that video. Mike Cugno from, what is he on, CBS4? Mike Cugno from CBS4 retweeted your jump video and said, I don't want to get the wording straight on this. Tonight at 6, Florida man nearly drowns trying to jump over a puddle. His story of survival next.
Y'all all got jokes, don't you?
That is a funny jump.
I'm going to make it this summer.
Somebody texts in, Crowder's vertical leap is about minus 10.
Y'all don't know. No variables. And it was about 50 outside. I'm a tropical guy. I'm not used to that, man. I'm a tropical being, man.
Hawk, I know what you mean about getting old. I'm almost 42, and I almost dislocated my hip riding a roller coaster on Sunday. That's another one where I knew I was old. I used to be able to ride roller coasters nonstop. I get on a roller coaster now, man. I am walking. I can't get my bearings straight anymore.
The mind is there. I never knew what that saying was. Somebody texted in the mind is willing.
The body just doesn't.
It won't respond, man.
Somebody texted in, I just watched the video. Hilarious, bro. I love when your brother-in-law tells you to jump back across.
No. An antagonist. Louis DeShawn Martin. His middle name should be antagonist.
He just jump back across.
He just gives me hell. He was the guy. But my brother-in-law was the guy. When I played, the whole family comes to the game, you know, whatever. We win, lose, whatever. They come off. Oh man, yeah, I saw you.
You were
this
great.
Tackle, that. We go on the back porch. Hey, bro. About 2 minutes left in the second quarter. And number 66 grabbed you. You didn't do anything. He dumped you on your head.
He's that guy.
So
he's looking for that moment.
You can see in the video. No, bro, jump on back across. You make it this time. He's that one.
The Alliance of American Football, we talked about this earlier, seems to be having some money difficulties, although they've just received an infusion of $250 million. But by the way, I always say that is a horrible sign. If you're 2 weeks into your league and you are looking around, hey, anybody got $250 million? No real reason. We just need $250 million. Like, bad sign.
But it's funny because we kept talking about this. And when it came out, we've talked about it for weeks now. And we've put a good amount of money on it because of you. Well, we were talking about, like, the NFL, it has good backing. Who miscalculated this?
That's the problem that I have. If you're creating a business, I said this earlier in the show, like, if you're creating a business, you have to have enough reserves at least to know if we don't make a dime, we've got to be able to hit payroll for a year. Or if we're creating a new football league with a television contract and whatnot, we have to have enough money available for at least two seasons at this expense. The expenses couldn't be that much higher than what they projected. Now, maybe the income was lower, but you have to be ready for that. And somebody texted in, yeah, I'm stuck on that. I started a business and I made sure I had 1 year's worth of rent in my bank account. And he said, luckily I did, because the business started slow and it took a while for me to get things rolling. That's the part. They missed payroll. According to Darren Revelle from the Action Network, who's going to join us tomorrow, they missed payroll. They say it was due to a technical glitch that they switched their payroll processing company. But who would do that 1 week into a seat like that? That does not hold water. Like, nobody's switching their payroll company 1 week into a season.
And if you switch your payroll company, you don't lose $250 million.
Yeah, like
it just gets sent out 2 days later.
Right, exactly. You don't need someone to come in and give you $250 million. Also, we need. But anyway, speaking of the AAF. We have professional gamblers on the air on a weekly basis. Lee Sterling was on with us on Thursday. He gave us 4 AAF games. He went 2-2, which we did as well. Salt Lake plus the points. That was a winner. Arizona plus, what was it? Arizona was giving 13 at 13, Memphis. Yeah. They ended up winning, but they did not cover. That was a loser. San Antonio. Getting the points.
+6, yeah.
That was a loser. And then somehow San Diego covered against Atlanta. I had turned that game off. I thought that thing was dead in the water. Somehow we won that game. So he was 2-2. Now, do you remember what Rob Pizzola from Canada told us 2 weeks ago?
No.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, I remember.
Hamidou Diallo.
He did the dunk contest.
He said he was the biggest long shot. He was +360. Bet 100 to win 360. Pizzola came on, as he does. He wasn't on this Thursday, but usually every Thursday. And he said, I'm going to give you a future here. Bet Hamidou Diallo in the dunk contest. And sure as bleep, he won. That dunk contest was awful, by the way.
Yeah. I didn't watch any of it. I just saw like the highlights.
It was awful.
That Diallo dunk over Shaq. And then Dennis Smith did something.
I mean, is it a dunk over someone if you launch yourself off them? Like, he had his hand on his shoulder.
But then just jumping over people. I've seen people jump over one person. I've seen people jump over 8 people.
Yeah. Like that's spent.
I've seen you jump over cars. You know what? Jump over something dangerous.
Jump over a car that's moving.
A car that's moving? No, jump over a pit of rattlesnakes.
Pit of rattlesnakes.
If or you don't canal. Make it, yeah, a canal with a crocodile
like
in it.
A 16-foot canal, yeah.
Look at you.
I'm sorry.
He was quiet for an hour. Yeah. Jump right back in.
Yeah, Jack.
Jump over Shaq. If you do hit Shaq in the back of the head, he's going to laugh and run off. If you mess up jumping over a pit of rattlesnakes, your ass is dead.
It was bad. I'm not going to. Now, I saw it. I watched it. I went to a comedy concert, so I missed the three-point competition. I missed the skills contest. I think the three-point competition is probably what I wanted to see the most. Yeah. I do have it on the DVR, but I did get to watch the dunk contest. Now, I see my kid told me that over the weekend, Giannis, after the dunk contest, tweeted out, should I do the dunk contest next year, a thumbs up or thumbs down? And then someone tweeted back at him. It was Donovan Mitchell. So if Giannis and Donovan Mitchell and some other names would participate, then I think you'd have a little bit of its luster back. It's still not like Giannis. That's a huge name. Donovan Mitchell's a big name, too. It's not like Dominique and MJ.
No.
But it would add something to it because that was just boring.
I'll tell you this. Next year is going to be some action because Zion Williamson is going to be a part of
that's
it.
True.
So we got next year.
If it's Zion against Hamidou Diallo, who's going to, defend his title.
Like, you need names, but why? Is it the fact that it's boring where they've run out of stuff? Because we talk about it all the time. It was the starting five doing the dunk contest against each other when I was a kid. Now it's Diablo Ahanase Diablo. I don't know that damn man.
Diablo Ahanase Diablo. It's Wasan Heightside. I think,
but these guys,
Shannon Sharp nominated Wasan Heightside.
I
like a Wasan Heightside. This is Shannon Sharp ordering his favorite sushi roll. He'll take a Wasan Heightside. He wants some of the wasabi. It's Shannon Sharp, and he wants to get some Wasan Heightside with his sushi roll. Okay, sir. Coming right up.
These names, that's the problem. I don't even know the dude's name, and he has the dunk contest trophy. Got to get some names.
Somebody texts in about the AAF. Payroll snuck up on them.
Oh, they want to get paid, huh?
Man, you're out there busting your ass for $80,000 a year. And I'm not saying that $80,000 a year is anything to sneeze at, but compared to what you either were making in the NFL before you got to the AAF or what you aspire to be making in the NFL if you get there, $80,000. Is that practice squad?
Yeah, that's right around practice squad. Yeah.
And no, because that's got like
Trent Richardson, Hacklenburg.
Right. Those guys made money.
They saw those $30,000, $40,000 a week checks, and now they're getting
nothing. they're getting excuses.
How can you build a professional team and it's like doing a drug deal?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Hey, man, the check wasn't in my lock. Oh, man, front me this week, baby. I'm going to give it to you next week.
Like, you can't do that. You cannot build a successful league if you're having payroll problems in the first week. In today's social media age, because how quickly then, if they start having financial problems, we had Trent Green on the air last week, remember? And he's doing some of the games and whatnot. He's not going to do a game for a league that's not paying its players.
No.
Like all these guys, Adam Archuleta and who is it on?
Spiro Didis.
Spiro Didis will do it. He's got no problem. I was thinking more along the lines of like.
Shot to Spiro.
I was thinking more along the lines of like Maurice Jones-Drew was one of the commentators. Whatever. Spiro Didis, he don't care. He'll go. Go anywhere.
You ain't on Spiro.
Anywhere.
If those guys, if they have a chance, because it's really who it is. It's AAF or Canada. If I know my money's guaranteed in Canada, I'm going to Canada.
Even if they're paying you in loonies. It's better than a loony in the pocket is better than no dollars in the account.
Is my check on my chair on Monday morning. That's what team I'm going to play for.
Somebody wants to remember when Shannon Sharp called Kenyon Drake Crayon Drake.
Crayon Drake.
Creighton Drake.
Creighton Drake.
There's a huge matchup in college basketball. Creighton Drake.
Creighton Drake.
Creighton Drake brings out all the fans.
Creighton Drake.
Shannon doesn't like Miami.
Shannon Sharp. He's got the Wasan Heightside.
Wasan Heightside.
And the Creighton Drake.
Creighton Drake.
Man, listen. From what he started as to now, he is a scholar. Because when he played, he had three tongues.
Creighton Drake.
Creighton Drake.
Yeah. Anyone can say Kenyon Drake. Very few people can call Crayon Drake.
Crayon Drake.
Shannon Sharp, he's at the sushi restaurant. He wants a little extra wasabi with his Wasan Heightside.
I like the Wasan Heightside.
Yes, sir. Coming right up.
We have a comp. They comp you that dish.
What's your favorite college basketball matchup?
Creighton Drake.
Me too. A lot of people say Duke Louisville or Duke North Carolina. He likes Creighton Drake.
Creighton Drake.
Always a good tournament. Speaking of college basketball, by the way, Miami Hurricanes basketball on WQAM is sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Lots to get to and not enough time. Only an hour and 20 minutes left. We've barely gotten started. Quick break and we'll come right back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
In celebration of Crowder's failed jump. All songs about jumping. Well done, Falero. Great song from the Pointer Sisters. These are some of the texts that have come in regarding Shannon Sharp in the last segment. LMAO almost got asthma cracking up. I'm dying. More Shannon Sharp impersonations from Crowder, please.
I'm not going to make fun of Danny like that. Danny don't need none of that out of me.
Hilarious. Almost wrecked exiting Boca at the turnpike. I almost spilled my solo cup of red wine. And my favorite text, I need a job like you guys have.
No, Jack. Don't come to this station.
So do we.
Not giving up mine. Easy.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, speaking of contracts, have you signed a new one yet? No. I don't know who they're bringing in to pair with Crowder next month, but
I'm sick.
there is a tweet that I just retweeted of Crowder jumping over. I shouldn't say jumping because whatever you did was not a jump.
That wasn't.
What do I call that, Falero? It's not jumping.
Look at that,
like full, a skip.
No, I think it was more like falling.
Full extension of the back toe. Look, I'm stretching the front leg, full extension of the back toe, knee locked out, explosion.
I think we need to start calling you Sully, because he landed it right in the middle of the water, Jack.
Man.
Somebody made a Photoshop of Funky Buddha, and it's called Hop Done. It's you jumping over, and it's you on all the beer bottles.
Hey, man.
Can I use that as the 5 o'clock happy hour? Can we use that one, Falero?
Yes.
5 o'clock happy hour starts in 14 minutes. I don't know how it could get any funnier than the last 2 hours and 46 minutes, but the 5 o'clock happy hour will be brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, where I had lunch with my wife yesterday, but nothing is as delightful as this Photoshop of Hop Done. And Crowder failing in his attempt to jump over that river.
That's why I went wrong. I needed some hoppy beer. I was fully sober. Now people keep texting, man, what were you drinking to make you think you can make the jump? It was 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning. We just went down there.
You needed something with hops.
That's what I was.
You did not have any.
Knocked me down a 6-pack of Funky Buddha Hop Gun. Man, I land up there by my nephew.
He needs some milk.
I think you needed some milk.
I just made about 4. I think I'm 4 pounds.
There's a couple notes because people have been texting me and then messaging me on Instagram. What happened to the HD radio signal? The transmitter, 96.5 transmitter, is getting maintenance this week. So if you're listening in HD or want to listen in HD, you have to do it on 99.9 HD2, 99.9 FM HD2. It'll be back on 96.5 FM next week when the maintenance is done. Someone was messaging me over Instagram saying that they listen in their Tesla. Tesla does not have AM radios, he was telling me. I had no idea.
Really?
He's like, I can only listen to you guys on HD because Teslas do not come with AM radios.
They call it smart cars or something like that?
I guess.
AM radio, not that smart.
Can't be that smart.
Yeah.
Which brings me into my next thing, which I mentioned during Cheers 2 in the 2 o'clock hour. And I'll say it again now. Cheers to our listeners. First show in Entercom Miami history to reach over 100,000 podcast downloads in a month, which we did last month. And the reason I bring it up is not only to thank you, of course, but to ask you, if you don't subscribe to the podcast, to go ahead and do so. Because even if you listen on the radio and you don't intend to listen to the podcast, the numbers look good. We want the numbers to continue going up.
We sweet. That's why.
So you go to radio.com or you go to WQAM.com and you can go to On Demand or podcast, look at Hockman and Crowder. But again, thank you. Over 100,000 downloads of Hockman and Crowder in January, which was an Entercom Miami record. So
about 400,000, but it was people watching it and listening together.
Wait till that's right. If you add all the people that are listening together, they gather around their radios, their podcast players like you did back in the day.
I talk to all kind of policemen. I talk to all kind of people that work and say, we're on just in the bullpen.
Where yeah, it's you, just of people sitting
around. You just hear us. Yeah, all those people need to click. I don't know what to say.
You tried. Yeah. It was very Shannon Sharpish.
Kind of sounded like Hawker during the show.
Like when you
talk. Oh, this is me. Wait a second. This is me doing a commercial earlier in the show. I was trying to say, what was I trying to say? I was trying to say,
enter the code.
Enter the code Hockman. It's for my endorsement with Harry's.com, the razors. And I always say enter the code. And then I got to find the copy. They added a line.
Oh, don't blame nobody. They added a line.
They added a line.
That's you.
That said, and let them know I sent you to help support the show. And so I tried to riff a little bit. I said something that I realized after a few words, my words weren't making any sense. So I just aborted and said their line. Make sure you type that in code so that you let them know I sent you. And then I'm trying not to laugh. Do you have my Oreo read?
Type that in code.
Because sometimes if you just read the copy, you know it's going to go bad.
What do we used to do together?
FanDuel.
And what would you tell me?
Just read what I wrote.
If you haven't done it a number of times, just read what's on the paper.
No. But that when it came to you, it wasn't if you hadn't done it a number of times. I just said to you, just read what I wrote because you're Shannon Sharp. I'm not. I have an ability.
Oh, I'm freestyle master.
I have an ability. But this sometimes if you read exactly what they wrote, you know it's going to end in disaster. Which, like when I was doing this read for Oreos, when I was doing the sports updates and I was reading this sponsorship for Oreos, I knew that if I said, what were they saying? To lick it, swirl it,
twist it.
Yeah. I knew that if I said it, I was going to giggle. Or if I looked at my 13-year-old partner over here, he was going to make me laugh. And so sometimes when you read the copy as written, you get in trouble. This report brought to you by Oreo Cookies. There's nothing like twisting, licking, and dunking an Oreo.
What happened? I wasn't listening that hard, but then you got excited. They doesn't say that on that paper.
I was laughing because I was looking at you. Hold on, I got to do this.
What you want to do to the Oreo, man? Tell them what you want to do to the Oreo.
All right, let me gather my thoughts here. Is the music bed out? This report has been brought to you by Oreo Cookies. That was all on you. That was all on you, by the way.
Nothing like licking and dunking and twisting.
I didn't say it that
you
way.
You said it provocative.
I did not.
There's nothing like twisting and licking. Not.
Someone texts in, are the podcasts free? Yes, they're free. Just go subscribe. They're free. Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.